Shabbos Parshas Nitzavim Vayelech. There is a famous Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh points out on the opening pasuk, "Atem Nitzavim Hayoyim Kulchem." Today you all standing. So the Zohar HaKadosh says the Hayoyim is referencing to Yom Hadin, to Rosh Hashanah. So the question is, what exactly is the connection to the Nitzavim in the beginning of the parsha to the Yom Hadin? So I always felt that it's a somewhat of a comforting feeling. Many of us go through different struggles in life where we know that we're the only one in that struggle. There's a certain crisis in Klal Yisrael that some people are not affected by. There's a shidduch crisis, there's a tuition crisis, there's a housing crisis, and some people don't fit into any of those categories. The kids are married, the kids are too young, they already own a house, they're not worried about tuition. But then this comes Rosh Hashanah. Everyone is in the same boat. It doesn't matter how wealthy you are, how chashuv you are, what your background is, what your yichus is. Comes Rosh Hashanah, we're all in the same boat. We all come the same way, kivnei morin, like the Mishnah describes in Rosh Hashanah, and we all have to pass whatever test is required to pass. And it doesn't matter, you can't buy yourself out of this test. You're not exempt from the test because you are a certain demographic or you're a certain part of certain group of person. So on some level, it's comforting that we're all in the same boat, so to say, when it comes to the Yom HaDin. But the question is, now what? Okay, so that's nice to know. We know misery loves companionship, but at the end of the day, how does that make it any better? So Mefarshim will point out that the other answer is that when Klal Yisrael is unified, when we come together as one, our chances of a positive Yom HaDin are much stronger. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at us as a bunch of individuals, so then he goes to our individual records, and it's not always so promising. As opposed, if we're part of something, we're a group of something, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at us differently. I like to compare it to, during COVID, we learned about this thing called essential workers. Essential workers had different rules than regular people. I'm not getting into all the details, but the Maisi, we heard that term. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at us in Rosh Hashanah, he says, how essential are you to my world? What are you doing that makes a difference in the greater world? So are you just living for yourself and for your immediate family, or you're living for a bigger whole? You're here to do more than just your small little circle. I heard beautifully from the Chazanish, in the name of the Chazanish, what makes a gadol a gadol? The difference between a gadol and us is a gadol's inner circle is much bigger than ours. And we all have an inner circle of people we would do anything for, right? But our circle is very small. Family, friends, and those in our circle. A gadol, his circle encompasses everybody. That's the difference between us and a gadol. So I think that's what we need to do for Yom HaDin. We need to come to the table to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're essential. You need us around. We're making a difference in your world. We're not here just for ourselves. We're not here just for our family. We're here for your Klal Yisrael. We're helping. We do chesed, tzedakah, whatever we're doing. We are making a difference in your world. And then already we talk about what to bring to the table. And then we talk and feel confident, like Chazal tell us, that we'll have a good year and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will down us a tova because we came to the table with something significant, something important that will improve his world. Okay, so today's topic, I want to talk about the idea of not blowing shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos. 3 years ago, when it fell out last time, we had a slightly different shear. We talked about a shayla with Reb Kiv Eger. What happens if someone does blow shofar this year on the first day of Rosh Hashanah? Will he get any credit for it? Do you say, of course you don't get credit. The Rabbanan told you not to do it. Or do you say, no, since Midaraisa, which we'll see in the sugya, Midaraisa, you really should blow shofar on Shabbos. Just the rabbi say not to. Okay, so I get a patch for not listening to the rabbis, but I get a check for listening to Hashem. So that we discussed 3 years ago. It's probably somewhere on the website. You can take a look to see. I want to go today a different angle. I want to try to understand better why we talk about don't blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. So if we start over here, number one is the Mishnah, the opening Mishnah in the fourth parak of Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah says, Yom Tov Shal Rosh Hashanah Shechaldiyas B'Shabbos. When Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, B'Mikdash, in the Mikdash, how you take him? In the Mikdash, they would blow the shofar. Avaloi b'medina, but not in the Medina. Now, we could have had a whole share on this, and I was actually contemplating doing it, but there's a big machloekes b'shoyanim, what does the mikdash mean? Machloekes Rashi and Rambam, what the mikdash is. Does the mikdash mean the base of mikdash? Or does the mikdash mean the entire Yerushalayim? Big machloekes b'shoyanim, Rashi and Rambam, it's negated to a lot of other sugyas, but maybe we'll have to cover that at a different time. But what we need is, very clearly from the Mishnah says again, this idea of not blowing the shofar in Rosh Hashanah comes from the Mishnah. People say Rabbah made it up. No, Rabbah was an Amayra. He didn't make it up. It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says very clearly that when Rosh Hashanah falls on the Shabbos, in the Medina, which is where we all live today, either America for sure, we don't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, Shechaldiyas B'Shabbos, and the Mishnah doesn't say why. The Mishnah doesn't give us a reason. It just says it as a fact, that when Rosh Hashanah falls on the Shabbos, there is no shofar in, we'll call it outside. Let's just say Mikdash means, to make things simple, it means the Beis HaMikdash. So in the Beis HaMikdash, they used to blow a shofar, but outside the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't blow a shofar. But the Mishnah never elaborates on why. So the Gemara starts over here. How do you know? How do you know there's no shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls on a Shabbos. Amar Rav Levi bar Amar Rav Levi bar Lachmo Amar Rav Chama bar Chanina. Kasev Echad Omer, because we have a stira in the Chumash. One pasuk it says Shabbos in Zichrein Shua, that the shofar should be a zichrein tshuva, it should be a remembrance of a shofar. Because of Echad Omer, another pasuk says Yom Tshuva Yelachem, it should be a day where you blow the shofar. So the Gemara thinks that's a contradiction. If I'm remembering the shofar, then I'm not blowing the shofar. Take a quick peek at number two in Rashi. Rashi says zichrein tshuva v'loy tshuva mamish. Zichrein tshuva means I want you to remember the tshuva. What do you mean remember? I'm blowing it. So the Gemara assumes that if you're remembering the tshuva, you're not blowing it. Elo mikroi shel tshuva yoyimu. So how do you remember the tshuva? You say psukim that talk about the shofar. So the Gemara wants to know, how could the Chumash in one place write that Rosh Hashanah is a pasuk where you blow the shofar, or Rosh Hashanah is a day where you talk about the shofar? So the Gemara says, no problem, like kasha, it's not a kasha. Kam biyom tov shechal yis b'shabbos. Kam biyom tov shechal yis b'chol. It depends when Rosh Hashanah falls out. If Rosh Hashanah falls out on a weekday, then you do yom tshuva, you blow the shofar. If Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, so then you do only a zichron tshuva. So at this point in the Gemara is suggesting that the reason why we don't blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls on a Shabbos is midaraisa. The Torah says so. It's a pasuk in the Chumash. It's what a stickle Torah, but at the end of the day, it's a pasuk in the Chumash. From the pasuk in the Chumash that says zichron tshuva, we derive that you don't blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls on a Shabbos. Now we don't know why.
Zichron is not what the mitzvah where zichron is not attached to anything else.
Over here, we assume if it's zichron, then it's not doing it. I mean, zichron tshuva means remember the tshuva. Why am I remembering it? Why am I not sounding it?
But I'm saying there's no other. I don't believe there's any other mitzvah where it says zichron.
Yeah, right.
We're not attached to something else.
What do you mean?
Attached? That's exactly what you're trying to talk about.
That. Right. We do something. So here the Torah says one place do something, and one place it says remember. Very good. So the Torah Evan's going to ask that kasha. Why can't you just do both? What's the greatest theorem? Do both. We can do two things at once, right? So we'll see the Turi Evan Belina, the 4B is going to ask you a kasha. Very good. Right. It doesn't seem to me that these are two contradictory experiences. It's not like Zichron and Tshuva are contradictions. They're different, but they're not contradictions. They can work together.
How do you do in the Mikvah?
Oh, good. We'll get to that in a second. We'll see the Gemara's going to have this kasha.
What's the real reason why we don't?
We don't know yet. We're still working it through. I don't want to give away the cake yet. We're still working on it. Now, at this point in the Gemara, it's a day right, so.
Yeah, I gotta go.
But it still needs a lot of Hesber. Why did the Torah do this? Again, obviously, we don't really know why Hashem does what he does. But at this point, you just have to ask yourself, why would Hashem not want me blowing the Shofar on Shabbos? What's the problem? You know, what's Hashem's issue with the Shofar on Shabbos? We don't know. So the Gemara does not like this pshat. The Gemara rejects the pshat. Omer Rava. Rava says this can't be. Why? If it's true that it's a biblical problem, b'mikdash sheichet toikin. So how you let it blow in the mikdash? Doesn't say in the pasuk where and when. It says in the pasuk one day zichron, one day tshuva. And the Gemara says one is koil, one is Shabbos. It doesn't differentiate where you're living. V'oy, the Gemara is another kasha. Ha'lav malachihi. This is not a malacha. The itzrich kol ha'mu'ute. You don't need a pasuk to tell me that I can't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, because midaraisa there's nothing wrong with sounding a shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Oh, very good. We'll come back to that in a second. The Tanya, we learned that the Brayis is Kol Melech Hazavod Eloi Sas, which says the Chumash, you're not allowed to do any melacha. Yotasar excludes ki a shofar redias apas, that excludes blowing a shofar and taking the bread out of the oven. Shechach mevein melach. So the obvious kash on the second kash of the Gemara, which I'm not getting to either because we just don't have the time, is fakered, exactly. Being that it's not also to blow a shofar on Shabbos, I would have thought you should blow a shofar on Shabbos. Comes along the Torah, not to say you can't blow a shofar, to say you don't need to blow the shofar. The Gzeres HaKosov of Zichron and Tshuva is not telling me, oh, you should know, you're not allowed to blow a shofar on Shabbos. No, I'm allowed to blow a shofar on Shabbos. The Gzeres HaKosov is telling me that there's no mitzvah to blow the shofar on Shabbos. That would be what the Pasuk is telling me. So the Gemara's kash is, what do you mean? The Gemara's assuming that the Pasuk of Zichron and Tshuva is like a Gzeres HaKosov that you're not allowed to blow a shofar on Shabbos. Why? Because it's awesome. So Gemara's kash is, it's not us. You're allowed to blow a shofar on Shabbos midaraisa. The answer is yes, you're allowed to blow a shofar. But we're debating whether or not there's a mitzvah to blow a shofar. Zichron tshuva is a Torah's way of saying, not that it's us to blow a shofar. You can blow it for musical all you want. It's just there's no mitzvah of shofar to blow a shofar on Shabbos. That's what the mi'at pasuk. Yeah, it's not a mitzvah. So the pashtus would be the way you read the Mishnah. The Mishnah says there's no shofar. It sounds like there's no mitzvah shofar. Now, you want to blow the shofar, you can knock yourself out, but you won't get a mitzvah. And if you'll try to get a mitzvah, if you have a baltaisa, maybe. But that's the more second question.
The other 51 weeks.
Midaraisa, you can blow a shofar. You can play a musical instrument on Shabbos. It's only us to do Rabbanan, Gzeir, Shemitah, and Kulishir. So therefore, says the Gemara, so what do I need the pasuk to tell me? So Tais is really, again, Taisus deals with on the page this kasha a little bit. What do you mean? I need the pasuk to tell me that even though I could do it if I want, that it's not a mitzvah. So the Gemara rejects this pshat, and this is what we all know of. Ella Omar Rava. Rava says a nupshat. Midaraisa Mishra Shari. 100%. Midaraisa, you have a mitzvah to blow the shofar on the first day of Rosh Hashanah that falls on the Shabbos. V'rabbonon hu de'gazer be. It's all rabbinic. The whole not shofar. Kla Yisrael this year is not going to blow shofar, not because of the Torah, but because of a rabbinic gzeirah. What's gzeirah? Kidei Rabbah. It's Rabbah's famous gzeirah. Amir Rabbah, hakol chayov b'tkir shofar. Everyone is obligated to blow the shofar. Then hakol b'kim b'tkir shofar. And unfortunately, not everyone is a baki in blowing of the shofar. Therefore, gzeirah shema yitlena b'yodeh. We're afraid maybe he'll take in his hand the yelch and he'll go eitzel habaki. Lilmoid, he'll go to the baki, he'll go to the expert. The avireno dalaramis b'shus rab, and he'll violate havaris dalaramis b'shus rab. So if the Olam remembers when we learned Rabbi Loz the Mila many years ago already, Shataka Mishachaza, that again, that was a great, great limud. A lot of Gishmaki say this, but right, with the knife and all the Mila stuff. But the obvious question is, why are you only worried about Dalaramis? What happened to Rishas Yochit to Rishas Rabbi? If I told you we're afraid you're going to carry the Shefer from your house to the Bucky's house, so the most likely scenario is you'll take it from your house, which is Rishas Yochit, walk through the Rishas Rabbi, and then bring it to his house. So why you Dalaramis means you made an Akiran Anoch on the Dalaramis. Dalaramis means the Shefer started off at the street. Very rarely a Shefer is hanging out on the street. So that's Taisus's Kasha, and this is a big sugya that we've dealt with in other places. But this is the famous
Gemara. So like,
if there's an Erev. Well, yeah, obviously. But the Gezerah de Rabbah is only assuming you don't have an Erev. So when we did the sugya of Erevin, which again, we did it on Zoom, so it doesn't count so much. So we pointed out that many people point out that if you hold, and it's really my first Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Shabbos, if you hold that most streets today are a Carmelis, and they're not really a Rishos HaYochid, which is why you could put up an Erev in all of them, meaning any community that has an Erev, it's because those streets are considered a Carmelis. So that means there's only an Issa Rabban. So then Rabba's Gzeirah B'chor makes no sense. Rabba said, we don't blow Shofar in Rosh Hashanah, because maybe you'll carry the Shofar in the street. And let's say you carry the Shofar in the street as well, so what? You only have an Issa Rabban. So the Achrenim were very disturbed. If you accept the notion that most of our streets are only Carmelis, then Rabba really, really pushed it over here. That's a big cash when you learn Hilchas Erev. That's Rabba's Gzeirah.
Why don't they?
So we're going to talk about that a little bit in the Rambam. Because that's an issue of the Rabban. Why isn't Shofar not also all the time? Because every blowing a Shofar is like blowing an instrument. And the Rabban are also playing instruments on Shabbos. So why are you not? Well, how do you bypass that? So that Bli Nedar that we talked about when we did Rabban's Meal, we'll talk about it again, Bli Nedar, I hope, with the Rambam number 18. We'll come back to it, Bli Nedar, if we have time, I hope.
What did Rabban do with Zifan
Kuro? Oh, we'll come back to that also. Very good. So what does he do with the Psukim still? Right, we never answered the steer in the Psukim. We started off with this two psukim that are contradictory, and we never answered it. So we have to come back to all of these things. But let's just get the Gemara clearly. It says the Gemara, v'hanu taima de lulav, v'hanu taima de megillah. This is the reason for both lulav and megillah. If Purim falls out on Shabbos, so you're not allowed to read the megillah on Shabbos, because same gzeirah. Same thing with lulav. We're going to have this the first day this year, Mr. Shem. First day sukkah is Shabbos. We don't shake lulav. It's all because of Rabba's gzeirah, which means midarais we should. The only reason we're not is because of Rabba's Xavier that maybe you're going to carry it to Alaramas Bishas Rab. If you look in Rashi, Rashi explains, so how does this answer the other two kashas of the Gemara? It says Rashi, source number two, Xavier Shem Yitlan Uba Mikdash Loy Gazar. Tein Isra Shvoz Darabonam and Mikdash. One of the kashas that Rava had on the first pshat in the Gemara was, how do you explain the difference between the Mikdash and outside the Mikdash? So according to this pshat, the answer is very simple, because if it's Asa Xavier, there's no gzeiras in the Mikdash. Ain shvus the Mikdash. There were no rabbinic decrees in the Mikdash. And since there were no rabbinic decrees in the Mikdash, this rabbinic decree also didn't take hold in the Mikdash. And therefore, in the Mikdash, they were allowed to blow on Shabbos, but outside the Mikdash, we're not allowed to blow on Shabbos. Could. That's part of the discussion also, right? That would also be relevant in how you learn Mikdash, which is Rashi Lishitasei. The Rambam, very good. The Rambam will have to learn a different Shabbos. Because the Rambam learned it means the whole Yerushalayim, not just the basic Mikdash. Anachrami, very good. That's a very good point. That needs more Hezber, but Anachrami, you're going to have to learn the Gemara, because the Gemara never gets back to it. The Gemara never works it out for us. We have to work it out on our own. But that rule ain't Shavuos Mikdash. It's definitely only in the basic Mikdash. That's for sure true. So that rule that we have no Durabonans only in the basic Mikdash is only in the basic Mikdash.
Rashi said.
No, I'm saying. But
carry
no, the Rambam has a different shot. The Rambam has a whole stickle Torah to how he learns the Gemara, why they never prohibited Gzeirah D'Rabba in Yerushalayim. And that's really negated to, let's see, if any community that has an active Bezdim, will they also not have Gzeirah D'Rabba? These are big discussions that, again, initially I thought I'd get into, and then I decided, you know, let's go a different route and talk about something else.
Bezdim makes sure that, you know,
right, because the idea is Bezdim is protecting everyone. Bezdim is making sure everyone's behaving. Now, there is a... the Achrayim have a kasha. Stam is again. This is definitely not our sugya. That ain't shvus b'mikdash doesn't just mean that there's no rabbinic decrees in the mikdash. It means there's no rabbinic decrees that impact doing the avoid in the base of mikdash. Right? You're reading about ain't shvus b'mikdash means okay. So in the base of mikdash, they were allowed to just do any derabbanan they wanted. No, it wasn't a free for all. It wasn't a safety zone. It meant anything that altered doing something that they needed to do in the base of mikdash didn't apply. But the shayfer l'chayre doesn't seem to fit into that criteria. The shayfer is like a mitzvah. It has nothing to do with the base of Mikdash per se. It happened to be that the Jews in the base of Mikdash also had to hear Shaifu. But it wasn't directly connected to avoid this base of Mikdash. Yeah, it has to be Shavuos of Mikdash. It has to be that the Shavuos impacts the avoid in the base of Mikdash. But the regular love, I don't know. Is that in the base of Mikdash? I don't know if they said ain't Shavuos of Mikdash just because they punk found themselves in the base of Mikdash on Sukkot. I'm not sure. Pashtus not. Pashtus is we're discussing the regular mitzvah shayfa that every Jew has to hear. Now, there's much discussion on this, but we can't get everything done in our one Sunday before Rosh Hashanah. Now,
wait, if, is also that you're going to go to a baki?
That's the Gemara says, hand the time of the shayfa, hand the time of the loaf. That's the Gemara says, yeah. The Gemara says the same thing. That's even more shver. Okay. Now, there's a Shaboli Halekid over here. The Shaboli Halekid was an Italian Gadol 12th century. He writes something which is mamish. I saw the Shabbat Elekid, it changed my whole attitude of what I wanted to say. Shira. Once I saw the Shabbat Elekid, I said, we're going a different route. Take a look at the Shabbat Elekid. It's mamash unbelievable. Says the Shabbat Elekid, yesh tamir. Correct the Shabbat Elekid akashu. Loma li gzeri derabbo. Why do we need gzeri derabbo? Hatre kroi ksiv zichron trua v'yem tru. Umekim nechad b'shav v'chad b'choil. It's an unbelievable question. It's like he didn't see the Gemara. Correct the Shabbat Elekid. Well, who needed rabbo? Rabbi comes along and tells us that this whole thing is rabbinic. We're afraid you may carry the shayfa. Frank the Shabbat Lekker, I don't need a rabbi. I have two psukim in the Torah. They're contradictory. And the only way to make heads or tails out of it is to say one's b'chol, one's b'shabbos.
Why aren't they complimentary?
We'll come back to that. That's the two ravens kasha. We'll come back to it. But what's the pel on the Shabbat Lekker? Did he not see the Gemara? The Gemara dealt with this. And the Gemara had two kashas. The Gemara said this can't work because, first of all, then what's the difference between mikdash and gvolin? And secondly, but it's not awesome in the right. The Gemara, it's like, it's almost like the Shabbat Elekid ignored the Gemara over here. He's coming in with a beautiful kasha. It's such a beautiful kasha that the Gemara asked. Not like when a kid is so proud of himself, the Rebbe says, you asked the Gemara's kasha. Because like, oh, you asked the Chaim's kasha. Oh, I asked the Chaim's kasha. The Gemara's kasha is a pretty big deal also, right? And every little kid, right? This is the mom's the Gemara's kasha. Like, what's the Shabbat Elekid's conversation over here?
The prophet doesn't answer the question that was
given. Oh, good. Anachami. In the Gemara, it never fears us the answer. That is definitely true. So the Shabbat Elekid is kind of hanging on to this notion. How do you deal with the two psukim? And somehow, what the Shabbat Elekid is suggesting is, let's make these two psukim fit better into our narrative. So what does he answer? Yesh loimar, derabo gufe mefarish lehu mekroi. My time om retaira zichra and chua mishum gzeir d'shem yelach etzabaki lulbet. The words of the Shabbat Elekid, the way it translates, they put out an article on Shabbat Elekid, this is what they would translate, is that Rabba was not making up his own thing. Rabba was explaining the Torah. Exactly. An unbelievable phenomenon. This is the only place I ever came across this. Rabba was explaining why the Torah said not to bow shayfa and Rosh Hashanah. So we'll come back to that. Very good. That's a very good kasha. But let's digest this chiddush of the day. This is it's unbelievable.
Bayura Bayamatsa.
What do you mean Bayura Bayamatsa? Oh, yeah. What did he say?
He said it's a
gzera. He said the same chiddush. So this is a chiddush that you can have a din in the Torah. And the logic behind it is Xavier Rabban. But it's not the Rabban, it's the Reisa. Which means according to this Shabbali Aleket, Rabba wasn't the reason. Rabba was the explanation of the Torah. So according to the Shabbali Aleket, after all the smoke clears, the reason why you're not allowed to blow Shef and Rosh Hashanah Shechel Shabbat is not because of Rabba. It's because the Torah says no.
So how's Rabba explain those person with his...
He's saying the reason, because the reason why the Torah wanted on Shabbos not to blow the shofar, we pointed out before, we don't know why the Torah doesn't want, but the Torah says no. He's saying this is why the Torah said no. The Torah was worried.
How is he saying that?
That's how he learned the Gemara.
How does he see that in the Sukkah?
He doesn't. That's the Chiddush of Rabba. That's his Chiddush. The Chiddush of Rabba is not that Rabba walked up one day and said, we have to stop shofar Rosh Hashanah because we're afraid of what happened. He thought that's what the Torah wanted. That's his Chiddush of the Shabbat. Who's he? Who's the he?
Rabbi
said, "What? Right?
Does that tie in with the psukim?
It doesn't because the Torah is vague. The Torah just says that Rosh Hashanah don't blow a shofar. Zichrein v'loy chua. Just remember the shofar. Why? So when we learned the Gemara, we threw up our hands and said, I don't know, that's what Hashem wants. The Shabbat Aleka is suggesting that's not what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is using Rabbah as an explanation to the pasuk.
We do that for so many things.
What?
Everything. What,
where do we do that?
When you have the Torah, you have machlokes. What
no, no, no. He
do?
Was saying that this Gzeira of Rabbah was the impetus for the Torah to say, don't blow shofar on Shabbos. That's not the way we learned the Gemara 5 minutes ago. 5 minutes ago, we learned the Gemara. Of course, the Torah says, do Shabbos and Sunday are regular, equal. Comes along Rabbah, and Rabbah says, no, I can't let you blow shofar because I'm afraid. It's not Rabbah's personal fear. Rabbah's personal fear is why the Torah said not to blow shofar.
Lulav and Megillah also?
He doesn't. All he sees from the Torah is the Torah doesn't want you blowing shofar on Shabbos. And Rabbah suggested this is
all. That's the reason.
That's correct.
He's guessing. He's
correct. That's why he's Rabbah, not me. That's correct. That's why he's Rabbah.
Then he just comes up with the Gzeira with the top.
That's the Chiddush of the Shabbat Aleket. That's what I'm bringing out over here. This Shabbat Aleket is unbelievable. He's learning that after all the Gemara goes through, Rabbah is not a new. First of all, you have to know how it reads in the Gemara. Ella Amar Rav Midiraisa Mishra Shari Rabbanu Degaza does not read like the Shabbat Aleket. The Shabbat Aleket is suggesting that even after the Gzeira Zakasim, we're still sticking with this Gzeira Zakasim. Rabbah was just giving us some form of an explanation.
What about Lulav and Megillah?
Oh, good. So let's get to that.
You may have said this. Why do we always say that maybe you'll bring it to Baki? How about the Baltke himself will carry it?
Bring it to.
I'm afraid that you're going to go bring it to Aram's. How about the Baltke? Leave it at home, not leave it in Shulon. He'll carry it.
Yeah, okay. I don't know exactly, why Rabbah. Because Rabbah's Kshash is not based on
you. He's going to learn. In that morning to blow shofar for the same day
again. Yeah,
you did.
No. You have to remember shofar is a chayves yochid. Every person has to know. A guy lives at a home. He's got 20 people in his house. He's got to blow shofar for them. So right. Learn how to do it. We're not worried where he's bringing the shofar. Worry about him learning. Again, we're not worried about where the shofar is going to be in shul. Yeah, we're all spoiled. We all have this perception of shofar with shul and Rosh Hashanah. People they dive in at home also.
No, but I'm saying, why aren't we afraid that he'll bring the shofar from his house to shul?
This is a bigger chash. This is a bigger chash. This is more common. Your chash is
more common to go learn the theory.
Of course, because you have 50 people in your house, you have to blow shofar for, right? Shofar is a chayv yachid. What we have in our head is a thing called a Baal Tekeah, and he's the only one. Every person had to make it work, so they learned how to blow shofar, and they had to blow for their family.
So is he basically saying that blowing shofar is required on Shabbos, but the Torah said don't do it because we're concerned it will carry it?
That's what he's learning.
Or is he saying it's not required on Shabbos because I'm afraid that you might carry it?
He's learning that even after the Gemara, the reason why we don't blow, again, if you ask 100 people, why don't we blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah? They'll all tell you because Rabbah says we can't. According to the Shabbat, it's not Rabbah, it's Hashem says you can't.
Right, but when Rabbah said we can't, the premise was that you're chayef to blow it. It's a mitzvah to do it on Shabbos.
Yes.
He said, don't do it because you'll come to make
That's the simple way to learn the Gemara. Yeah.
So if the Gemara is there, if the Torah is saying the same thing, does that mean that the Torah is saying there's no chiyuv to blow on Shabbos because I'm concerned that you're
That's what we discussed. That was 3 years ago. That was what we talked about 3 years ago, Reb Kivega Shaila. Yeah, very good. That's the show. So that's what we discussed last time. If you learn the Gemara, not like this fancy Shabbat Aleki, you learn the Gemara Kipshutai, that Rabbah was the one who pulled Shofar. So where does the Torah stand in all this? The Torah told us blow Shofar, Rabbah says don't blow Shofar. Where does that leave us? So that's what we discussed in Machlokes, Reb Kivega and
others. Is it, if you hold that it's still a mitzvah,
correct.
But the Torah is exempting you from it, or
that's
requesting
right.
you not to,
correct.
Then maybe the reading the Tzukim is how you're Machayim the mitzvah.
Possibly. Okay, the way we learned the Gemara, the Torah is not involved in this whole equation. The Torah says, I'd love for you to blow shofar. Because the Shabbat Halakhit. Yeah. So this Shabbat Halakhit, really, it's unbelievable. It's a mamash and
unbelievable.
Because the Mishra Shari.
No,
we're going to come back to that. We're going to deal with it. Good. We're going to deal with that in a second. We're going to see. Where does Zichron Shura?
Rob is saying, so I'm not going to come out of this.
Correct. We have Zichron
Shura. So therefore, I have
so to. So we're going again. The pashtus in the Gemara is when Rabbah walks in with when really Rava introduces us to Xera the Rabbah, he's not using Zichta Pluchim. He's done with Pluchim, right? He says Midiraisa Mishra Shavu, and just to Xera the Rabbah. Now, some of the issues with the Shabbat Aleket obviously is the end of the Gemara, and the Gemara says behind the time of the Lulav, behind the time of the Megillah, the Chayira. That's not a kash on the Shabbat Aleket because that's not necessarily Rabbah talking. I mean, the Gemara is saying it happens to be that the Xera the Rabbah exists, and we plug that in for Shofar. And maybe that's even midiraisa. Maybe by Megillah and Lulav, it's only rabbinic. It would come out very strange. It would come out the same Gzeira de Rabbah that we all know and love. By Shofar is midiraisa, and by the other two is only midirabbanan. It's a bit strange. but not a terrible kasha on the Shabbat Alek.
Is there a topical topic in the Torah about
no, this one, no, 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 that's why it's a little exactly now. What is interesting about what's interesting about the Shabbat Elekid is what does the Shabbat Elekid do with the Gemara's Kasha? If you're telling me now that it's a pasuk, again, according to the Shabbat Elekid, the reason why I don't blow Shoev in Rosh Hashanah is because it says in the Torah Zichron Truah. So, how do you blow in the Mikdash? What do you do with that problem? So, take a look over in the Sefer Bichas Mayadech, a contemporary Sefer.
Why is that a problem?
Yeah, so now we're in the Deraisa world.
Fine, the Deraisa says whatever the Rabbanan say it is. So the Rabbanan said.
Ah, good. So let's see. Take a look at number 4 in the Sefer Berachos Ma'adech. He writes, "Val kach tir." So this is the teretz of the Shabbat Alekhet. The bevadi afal maskan esag gemara tamini esat kiyus mushem dekatrei koy avado. Even after all the gemara, even after it settles in our gemara, the reason why we don't blow shofar in Rosh Hashanah is not because of Rabbo, but it's because of the pasuk. What about the kasha? Of what about the mikdash? That's what the Gemara's answer was. Why did the Gemara bring in a rabbi? The Gemara didn't bring in a rabbi to come up with a new pshat. The Gemara came in with a rabbi to answer the two kashas of the Gemara, which is because there is no chash in the mikdash of Shem Yavirenu. Why? Because in the mikdash, everyone knew what they were doing. There's no where you're going to go. In the mikdash, was all the people were. You had all the people you needed. You're not going to leave the mikdash, go outside the base of the mikdash to find someone to blow the shayfer. Correct. So therefore, there was no impetus for the gzeir in the first place. So therefore, that's why it's mut.
Well, why don't you just say that there was an impetus for the whole mikdash?
Well, that's the same idea. The idea is that there was no reason for rap. Because we're afraid of Shemi Yavirenu. That's all part of it. Meaning Avada. Really, Midrash, you should be able to blow Shofar on Shabbos. But the Torah says you can't because the Torah was worried about Shemi Yavirenu. Therefore, that's how the Bavli bribes in the Gemara. So according to this Shabbali Halakit, at the end of the day, the reason why we don't blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechalesh B'Shabbat is not Gzeirah D'Rabbanan, but rather it's Midaraisa. Now that would answer up Reb Kivega Shaila. According to Reb Kivega, of course you're not going to get credit. There's no mitzvah D'Raisa. According to this Shabbali Halakit, if you blow Shofar on Shabbos, you get zero credit. You won't even actually allow. You violated the Torah because the Torah said don't blow Shofar on Shabbos. Even according
to
the
Bavli. Forget, is he considered Malach also or not?
So it's Rabbanan. But you got bigger problems. You are either alive in the Torah. The Torah says don't blow shofar. And there's definitely no kima mitzvah according to the Shabbat Allah. Now there's a famous Yushama that everyone talks about.
We're talking about whether it's part of the avoda. Was it just like a big shul?
The people
like everybody else.
That's right. That's correct. Right. So let's take a look over in the famous Yushama that everyone talks about. Yushalmi is different than the Bavli, at least the way everyone learns the Bavli besides for the Shabbat Alek. Yushalmi says, Reb Abba Bar Papa, Rama Birchin, and Shem Alevi, have Yasmin, Mikashi Amina. They had a Kash, says Yom Tov Shabbat Shachon, Holy Bishabbos. They make the Shahi Tarikin Avaloi in Medina. It's a Mishnah. It says the Mishnah they used to blow Shafer in the Mikdash and not Medina. In Dvat Torah, who Afbik Vulin Yitche, unless the Hudvat Torah, Afbik Mikdash Lo Yitche. The Kash of the Gemara, the Marv Shabbos. If this is a real thing, if it's Midaraisa, then how do you blow in the Mikdash? And if it's not Midaraisa, what's the difference between the Mikdash and the Gevul? So the Yushalmi answers, Obaka, Omino, Haigaber, Rabba, the Nishalei, Atun Shailele, Omalon, Kosovach, Reim, Yem Chua, the Kosovach, Reim, Zicharin Chua, Haketzad, Bishoshu, Chal, Bechol, Yem Chua, Bishoshu, Chal, Bishab, Zicharin Chua, Maskirin, Avaloi, Toikin. The Yushalmi blibes, Yushalmi sticks with the Havamin of the Bible. Yushalmi says the reason why we don't blow Shofar on Shachon Lulis B'Shabbos is the Gzeir Sakosav of Yom Zichron Chua versus Yom Chua. He doesn't bring in a word of Rabbah. Yushalmi doesn't have Rabbah. Yushalmi's reason of why we don't blow Shofar on Shachon Lulis B'Shabbos is the Havamin of the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. It's because of two psukim. Nothing to do with Rabbah, nothing to include Rabbah. Aye. How do you answer? Very good. Like, that's what we're getting to in a second. Very good. How does Yushalmi get around the Kashas? If you look further in Yushalmi, he ends up quoting a pasuk, where the pasuk is meramis to the chil between mikdash and kol. Again, because according to Yushalmi, this is all a discussion in the Torah's world. It's all derais. And therefore, Yushalmi has another pasuk that's mechal between the mikdash and the kol. So most people learn that the Bavli and Yushalmi are so opposite. But if you learn like the Shabbat Alek, and now the Bavli and Yushalmi are not so opposite anymore. The Bavli and Yushalmi are somewhat on the same page. The difference between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi is, according to the Yerushalmi, it's a pasuk straight up. According to the Bavli, it's a pasuk with a knach with exer the rabbi. So there are those who want to suggest that then now no longer is the Bavli and Yerushalmi as far apart as we used to think. Most people learned the sugya. They said the Bavli is exer the rabbi, Yerushalmi is exer the kasa. So if you, after you see the Shabbat Halakha, you say to yourself, maybe they're not so far off anymore. Maybe the Bavli is also a sticker like the Yerushalmi. That at the end of the day, it all comes off the pasuk of Zichron Shua. The difference between the Bavli and Yerushalmi is the Bavli decided to give us an additional explanation to why the Torah said not the Bal Shefer, while the Yerushalmi just left it as Exeris
HaKos. That was a big chiddush.
I mean, the Rabbanan's Exeris was why the Torah did what it did. I agree. The Lashon Gemara does not read well. Again, the Gemara says, Midiraisa Mishra Shari means really Midiraisa, you should blow Shefer Shabbos, which could mean that there's nothing wrong with Shefer and Shabbos, but the Torah was afraid of what might happen. Again, it's a big stretch.
I mean, you could explain both together, sort of along with
no, but you shaman never brings down Zer
Derab. No, I'm talking about explaining how you read Rabbi's
statement,
which is that the Deraisa, you don't have to.
Right.
And the Rabbanim went one
step.
Then allowed.
That's true. You could always go back to that. Because the Mishnah just says that they didn't blow the shayf. The assumption is that they didn't, merely you shouldn't, meaning it's us, sir. You shouldn't do it.
But Rabbah is a big fetish. It's really hard to say
that's
that
correct.
In the Yerushalmi.
Sorry, so the reason why, the Pashtus is the reason why the Yerushalmi didn't bring a Rabbah, because Rabbah is a Chiddush. Rabbah is a Chiddush God. That maybe. So the Yerushalmi didn't want to go down that road. We'll come back to this in a second. The Pashtus is not a kasha. Why did the Yerushalmi say like the Bavli? The Bavli is the Chiddush of the day to come on to exalt the Rabbah. But if you learn like the Shabbat Yalekah, the Bavli and the Yerushalmi are not as far off as we think. That's what Chayyavah comes out.
Only saying that you're reading the psukim because you don't blow it on Shabbos because the Torah was afraid.
No,
so
Yerushalmi
doesn't have a reason.
Correct.
A reason.
That's correct. Yerushalmi is because God said so. The Bavli, according to the Shabbat Halakha, it is God said so, and this was God's reason. Okay. Now, if you take a look over in Abelia Baruch Finkel's Sefer, he just very because it tries to give us again the problem with Yerushalmi. Problem is not the right word. It's exer sakasa. What does the Torah have against us blowing Shofar and Shabbat? Like, what's the Torah's problem? What's wrong with it? So he says over an interesting pshat. He says that we pointed out that the kasha was what's the difference between the Mikdash and the Gevulin according to Yerushalmi. So he says over here, V'nira the gedra advarm, the tkiya yesh lo din avoida. We know that the Shofar is like an avoida. Okay, the Isa b'gimara, the Shofar k'lefnai l'fnim damu. We know the Shofar is as if it goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. V'avoida b'mikdash dachye b'shabbos. Says very nice, Rabbi Baruch Finkel. He says maybe that's the pshat. Why, according to Yerushalmi, the Mikdash versus the Gevulin? The Mikdash, if you learn, it means the Beis HaMikdash. So you're allowed to do avoid in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. So that's why you're allowed to blow Shofar, because the Shofar is like it's like an avoid. But we don't do avoid outside the Beis HaMikdash. So he wants to suggest maybe that's pshat in the Yerushalmi. Again, the Yerushalmi says it's exer
sakasa. But you also use the Yerushalmi as a separate pasuk.
Right. It's exer sakasa. So he's being masber. What's pshat in the exer sakasa? The pshat in the exer sakasa is because since Shofar has a din of avoida, that's why avoida the Beis HaMikdash. We do. We don't do it outside the Beis HaMikdash.
Pasuk a Torah pasuk.
Yeah. No. It's a pasuk in the Torah. Again, it's not a Mefurish pasuk. It's a drasha.
Yeah.
It's a smich. It's a hostical Torah pasuk in Parshas Pinchas. Now, this fellow in this sefer Berachos Medecha, he wants to go a step further, and I don't know if I'm willing to accept it. He wants to say, "I'll bring you a ride to my Yisoy." Again, we have a Shabbat Yalech. The Shabbat Yalech, it seems, if you translate it in simple English, it seems like that even after the Xeris Akosav, even after our Gemara in Rosh Hashanah finishes, Rabbah is not the reason we don't blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. That's not Rabbah. Rabbah is being Dairish the Torah. Rabbah is trying to explain why Hashem doesn't want you to do, but at the end of the day, it's Hashem. That's the way he learns the Shabbat Yalech, and that's what the Shabbat Yalech is saying. So he wants to say he has a Shtigal Raya to this. Why? Because number seven, he says, I have a shtickle raya. There's a halach on Shulchan Aruch, right? Again, this year. Shulchan Aruch paskens that there's a different text of the davening when it's Shabbos versus when it's Chol. On Shabbos, we say Zichron Tru. On Shabbos, we say Yom Tru.
No,
on Chol, we say Yom Tru. On Shabbos, we say Zichron Tru. So he points out, Avshel maskana suya di lo an hodik siv zichron truah, loy kayala Shabbos. He says, 1 second. If you learn the Gemara kipshutoi, you learn the Bavli the way we learned it, that after the Gemara is done, we drop off those two psukim, we leave those two psukim hanging, we don't know what to do with those two psukim, and the whole shayfer is all rooted on zeret rabbi. So he says, so why taka on, why did the Shulchan Aruch paskin that when Rosh Hashanah falls on a Shabbos, we say zichron truah? We just got finished telling me that pasuk has nothing to do with Shabbos. So why should you still say zichron truah in the Shemoneh Esrei? And why in the Chol do you say true?
It's practical.
Right, so, right. That's the question. The answer is because it's still true. It's still a Zichron Shuvah and it's still a Yom Shuvah.
Right. That, learn.
Exactly. You can't learn from the Pasuk what Hashem wants. That's why I don't like this Raya. So he wants to suggest that's the Raya. The Raya is that even though the Gemara seemingly rejected the Raya from the Pasuk, we still, meaning if you go like the Shabbat Aleket, we're still continuously using that Pasuk. We're just using that Pasuk with the Rabbah's understanding. So, Chol Ma Raya. Yeah.
Throughout Shas, whether Darshan, time of the Quran.
Yeah, yeah. So that should be telling this.
How do we do it?
This then? Should be telling. Yeah, I'm with you. This is very much Darish time of the Quran. We're saying that when the Torah said you shouldn't blow Shavuot Rosh Hashanah, it's because of Xerah Derabbah. Yeah, that would be Darish time of the Quran. 100%. So again, I.
It's not because of Xerah Derabbah. Xerah Derabbah is because what he learned. Maybe Rabbah learned that pasuk.
Yeah, but that's us trying to explain the Torah. We're trying to understand why Hashem said something. So he, the Shavuot, like I said, the reason why Hashem said don't blow Shavuot from Rosh Hashanah because Hashem was worried about Xerah Derabbah.
So we have
very strange.
We're worried about what Rabbah was worried
correct,
about.
Correct, correct. But that's also Darish time of the Quran. That's us getting into Hashem's psyche. Do we have the right to get into Hashem's psyche? That's
anyone who left away the Darasha that goes that is the Masorah that goes back to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's
but that you don't have over here. This was made up by the Shabbat Lekid in the 12th century. That we don't have here. The Bavli, you don't see anything. The Bavli, you actually read the Gemara contrary to the Shabbat Lekid. You read the Gemara Kipshuta. And this was all rabbinic until the Rabbanim came along. Yeah, they did blow
Shabbat. Did we have any Masorah that
all this? No, we have nothing. We have whatever the Gemara says. We have the Mishnah. In the times of the Mishnah, they didn't blow Shabbat in Rosh Hashanah, and that was it. No, that's what the Gemara. That's what the Gemara opens up with.
Self is very strange.
That's every Mishnah you have in Shas. Mishnah says Allah, and the Gemara tries to tackle where it comes from. That's what's going on over here. We just have this knetch over here with this Shabbat Aleket, where the Gemara, the Torah says X, and we're trying to explain it with a whole story. That's the uniqueness over here.
So Rabbah telling us what Rabbah said, right?
No, we have Rabbah explain. We have.
What does Rabbah say?
Rabbah's explaining the Mishnah. That when the Mishnah said you don't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, Shkolei Shabbos, it's because of this Gzeira that was made popular by Rabbah, which is why we can't do other things. And that's why Hashem didn't want us blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah. It's a song and a dance a little bit. Mm-hmm. But that's the Shabbat Elek
of Mahal. But is this the place where we learn what the Gzeira of the Rabbah was?
No, the Gzeira of the Rabbah we find three, four places.
Around Shabbos, right?
Megillah, Lulavah, all. But he's learning.
Where he says it by himself?
Yes. Rabbah made up this Gzeira. He's claiming the Shabbat Aleket. This was the motivation behind the Kodesh Baruch. Kodesh Baruch Hu would be a rabbi one day with this Gzeira. And that's why Hashem said no Shofar Rosh Hashanah. Now, we're very behind time because we have a lot to get to still. Yeah. But if the Olam wants to look at 4b very quickly, the Torah Evin, Bavar, and Zakash that everyone's bothered with.
Is it possible that Rav's Gzeira was merely to extend the Torah's Gzeira to Lulav and Megillah? In other words,
the problem is it can't be because by Lulav and Megillah obviously is not biblical. Okay, right. And Lulav, there's no pasuk meaning this
exactly because there's no pasuk.
Matt.
So there's a pasuk for shofar, right? And it was like the way like the Shmuley like it said that the pasuk meant I don't want you to carry, so I'm exempting you from you're not going to blow on Shabbos. Right. Rabbah took that and said I'm going to extend that. The lulav, which doesn't have its own pasuk, and I'm going to make a drabbanan that we don't carry lulav.
Because the
I agree with you. That's fine. You can say it like that. But you definitely can say it like that.
The
Gemara sounds like that. Again, the Gemara says behind it, meaning there's Rabbah's Gzeira was for everything. It was across the board. Rabban was nervous. Rabbah was more worrisome than others that there is going to be carried. So the Gemara applies that to a bunch of different things. The Chiddush by us is we're using this to say this was the motivation behind the Torah. That's the Chiddush of today's Shabbat Aleket. If you take a look at the 2M4B, very bekitzer, he burns the kash that all of you asked already. So if you want to look up his answer, he says, why is Zichur and Chua and Yom Chua a contradiction? So he says, the reason why it's a contradiction is because the Torah wrote them in two different places. If the Torah wrote them together next to each other, it wouldn't be a contradiction. Two different places in the Chumash, the Torah describes the mitzvah of Shofar, one place Zichur and one place Chua, that's strange. If the Torah would write them in the same pasuk, okay, no. If in the parasha of Rosh Hashanah, the Torah would say Rosh Hashanah is both, we'd live with it. But here the Torah says that no. The Torah is referring to it as two separate places in the Chumash, one place Zichron, one place Chua. That seems a bit strange. That's the Torah Evans Kash.
Zichron is on Shabbos because it's a Kodesh.
And that was the Gemara's,
I don't want you to.
No, that was the Gemara's answer. The Torah Evans was going to the Gemara's Kash. What was bothering the Gemara? Why are they a contradiction? Like everyone asked, why can't you do both? The answer is, well, it seems like from the Chumash that it's one or the other. The Torah Evans also discusses, again, this is, I wish we had more time, but if the Olam remembers, we had a whole Gemara where we talked about, you can go to one city where you'll get Shofar, you go to another city, you may get the Brachas, right? So the Torah Evan points out that it comes out that it might make a difference, because from the pasuk zichron and Trua is where we learn out Malchus Zichronis and Shofers, what we call the brachas. So he points out it should come out like this. When is Malchus Zichronis and Shofers deraisa? Yom zichron and Trua. Yom zichron and Trua is the makar for Malchus Zichronis and Shofers. So he points out it should come out that when is it zichron? It's only on Shabbos. So it comes like this. Says it to Rebbe, Malchus Zichronis and Shofers is deraisa on Shabbos, but during the week it's the Rabbanon. So it comes out that the Gemara that said that you should go to the city where you'll get the brachas is because it was a choyl, and shofar was deraisa and the brachas was only derabbanan. Okay, then Ein Sham, but we have much more to get to, a lot more to get to here.
The Shabbos before, or the Rosh Hashanah before, Gzeirah the Rabbah came out, where Rabbah came out there, what did they do?
Again, there was a Mishnah already. It was already a Mishnah. There was already a Mishnah. It was a Mishnah.
They don't know why.
There was a Mishnah. Again, people think Rabbah made, it's not Rabbah, it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says they don't blow shofar outside the Mikdash. Now let's get to Rabbi Kiveger. This is really geschmack. There's Rabbi Kiveger that we can appreciate because we learned the sugyas when we did Ksubis. There's a sheet of number 8. There's a sheet of Ben Azai. Ben Azai had a chiddush that mahalach ko'imidom. Ben Azai said every single time you walk, it's ke'ilu, you're stopping and starting. And mahalach ko'imidom means that when you're walking, it's like you're stopping. So you never really could be over Havaris Dalaramas because you never go Dalaramas. You're always stopping and starting and stopping and starting. So in fact, you have Kiveger, that is Yushalmi, that says that according to Ben Azai, Mahalach Koyim Domi, how are you ever going to be over Havaris Dalaramas? So the Kiveger says, the Kosu B'Shem Yushalmi, the Ben Azai, the Mahalach Koyim Domi, the Mishkacha, is Ma'avi Dalaramas V'chayiv, Elo B'Kayfitz. The only way you can ever be Chayiv for Havaris Dalaramas is if you jump. But if you're walking, every time it's a stop, it's a new Akira, new Anochi, you never go Dalaramas. The only way is if you jump.
Jump
down Dalaramas, right? 8 feet, not terrible. 7 feet, 8 feet. So, Frektiv Kiveger, one second. So, Frektiv Kiveger, according to Ben Azai, according to this Yushalmi, what's the Gzeir in our Gemara? The guy's going to jump through the Rishis Rabbim to bring his Shofar. So strange. So, Frektiv Kiveger, if you hold like the Yushalmi, that according to Ben Azai, you only Chayav Avor Dalaramas, you make a Kvitza. What's going on in our Gemara in Rosh Hashanah? Will you tell me the Pshat in the Gemara? The Gemara came and said, Rabbi said, we're afraid that maybe some guy's going to jump. Four Amos and Rosh Hashanah to get there. So there's a Bavuster Reb Kiveger. This is Reb Kiveger. So Reb Label Eger was Reb Kiveger's grandson. He went off the derech. He became Chassidish. So he says. What's the, my grandfather's kasha? Nishkan kasha. If he was a Chassidish, who wouldn't jump to do a mitzvah? Label Eger. So he says his grandfather didn't have a. Well, not a kasha. His grandfather's kasha. That's Reb Label Eger's teretz. But Reb Kiveger's kasha is very important. For Reb Kiveger, if you hold like Yushalmi and you hold like Ben Azai, how do you ever have Dalaramas? Only because
they don't hold
that. Oh,
that's why they didn't. Oh.
Right. 1 second. But if you hold in the Yushalmi by us, the Yushalmi doesn't hold them Zayir the Rabbah. Right. This only cash on the Bab. That's if you combine Yushalmi and the Bab. If you look in Taisus and Shabbos Dav, hey, Taisus says that the Babli disagrees with Yushalmi. The Babli holds that even according to Ben Azai, that holds Mahalach Koimidomi, you're still Chayif Avaris Dalaramas when you walk. So everything is Lushitasa.
Let me ask you this question.
According to the Bavli, Ben Azai is over Havaris Dalaramas without jumping. It's only according to the Yushalmi you need to jump. Taisus brings it down in Shabbos, number 9. Taisus in Shabbos says this. Yeah, Taisus in Shabbos says that Ben Azai's jumping is only according to the Yushalmi. The Bavli holds that since there's a Halacha Moshe Messinai called Havaris Dalaramas, you don't even need to jump. It's just regular walking. So now, let's plug it back to Asugya. Now it's very Gishmak. People have a Kasha. Why didn't the Yushalmi go with Dalaramas? The answer is because Yushalmi couldn't go with Dalaramas. Because if Yushalmi would go with Dalaramas, it would be stuck with Ben Azai, with Rebbe Kiveger's Kasha. So that's why the Yushalmi stayed clear of Rabbah and only went with the Pasuk. But the Bavli, who holds that according to Ben Azai, it's still Shai Chavar's Dalaramas without jumping, that's why the Bavli was able to use Xavier the Rabbah. That's a stickle term. What?
Rabbanan wouldn't make a
that's Rebbe Kiveger's Kasha. Good, that's Rebbe Kiveger's Kasha. But Rebbe Kiveger's Kasha is not a kasha on, no, it's not a kasha, because according to the Bavli, you don't need jumping. It's only in the Yushalmi. The Bavli holds your Eivar HaVaris Dalaramas even without jumping. Mm-hmm. Only the Yushalmi holds you need jumping. So I saw in a Sefer.
They held that every step is an Akira.
Correct. So I saw in a Sefer where this guy wants to tie it up. That's why the Yushalmi didn't go with Xavier the Rabbah. Because if the Yushalmi would go with Xavier the Rabbah, he'd have a Kiveger's kasha. That's Pasha Napshat in the Yushalmi. Mm-hmm. It's Pasha by me. Xerah de Rabbah is when you're stuck, meaning you're scratching your head. Why am I not allowed to do this? I have to come up with Xerah de Rabbah. Yushalmi didn't have a problem. It had two psukim to work with. Mm-hmm. Xerah de Rabbah is a default option, not a lechatchilah option. Besides all the kasha that we have in Xerah de Rabbah, what are you so nervous about? What are you worried about? This, that, and the other. So Yushalmi said, I'm not even going there. not because if I go there, I have a Kiveges Kasher Beben Azeh. Because why should I go there if there's no need to go there? The Bavli only went to Xerah the Rabbah because the Bavli was stuck. How else do I explain the mission?
Shammai doesn't hold that there's a specific reason why there's that pasuk.
Okay, but the Shammai is okay with that. That doesn't bother the Shammai so much. The Shammai says that's what Hashem wants. And if you take a look by Lulav and by Megillah, the Yushami never ever uses Xerah the Rabbah. By each one, he comes up with a different reason. So they want to tie this because of this Rabbi Kiva gets Kasha. I don't think so. I think it's because the Yushami never bought into the whole Shash in the first place. But okay, either way, it's Taka. It could be both. Yeah. Taka works out very nicely that this Bavli and Yushami is Lushitasai to this Cheshb. Right, Yushami, that's if you say it that way. I don't think you have to come on to that. I think you can say Pashut that Yushami never thought of Xer the Rabbi as a viable option, putting aside Ben Azai and Rabbi Kiva. Yeah.
Like we say it's a problem when you if you don't have an Arab in you, Kira.
Right. So Ben Azai, according to Yushami, according to Ben Azai, every single time you're walking, it's like a new stop, a new start, a new stop, a new start. So then you never. You gotta make. You gotta go four Amis with an Akira and an Anoch. You never go for Amis. You stop, you start. It's like you're doing a bunch of pachas. You stop. Every single step is a stop and start.
Oh, you're doing.
So that's
the beat to Rabbanah, though.
Okay. But Yushami thinks you can never come to Avar's Dalar Amis. Zakt Yushami. So Zakt Yushami says Bekaifis. Okay. Now, because if I jump, I go for Amis. So then I definitely went for Amis and Yushas Rabbah. If I walk it normally, it's always less. No, that's because you already made the akir. But over here, every step I take, I'm stopping and starting. So I'm making akir and anocha less than the alarms. Akir and anocha less than the alarms. But if I jump, so I start here and I end here. I made an akir here and anocha here. Where's my 4 hours when I jump? Then you'll be over according to the Yushami, according to Ben Azai.
That's what I think. We don't do that.
Now, there's another kasha that the Velt has on this Rabba. You know, the Velt has a kasha. They say, I don't understand. What was Rabba's worry? Rabbi was worried that if I'm going to allow you to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, what's going to happen? Maybe you're going to take the shofar and you're going to go bring it to a Rebbe to teach you. And as was, so what? What's going to happen to you? You're Tobit Dvar Mitzvah. Morris is in Sukkah, Tobit Dvar Mitzvah, part of a carbon. So what are you so worried about, Rabbi? What's going to be the worst case scenario? The guy takes the shofar, brings it to his Rebbe, and now what? He doesn't have to bring a carbon. So
maybe people will take it. I mean, I guess that's
exactly so. I have to figure out what was Rabbi so concerned. So the kasha they bring over here is Tzarechi, number 10. Madu Chazal bitlus Mr. Shayf Bishas Nichshas Shemi Yaviren Abraham Bishas Rabbi. Very Avim Yavirenu. Lo Yischav Afilu BeKarbon. You don't even have to bring a carbon. Shvei Halacha Kib Yosiya Sabeshatov. Is that Mitzvah Potter? So again, we always have in our head that carbonus and oinshim reflect the Aveiro. So if you're not bringing a carbon, means it's not that bad of an Aveiro. So it's not that bad of an Aveiro. So why did Rabbi prohibit just because you may do that?
So isn't that if you forget, there's a difference here. You're doing a lechatchila.
No, Avodah Mitzvah means you're making a mistake because you're doing a mitzvah which happens to be wrong, but you're doing it l'shem shemayim. This guy's walking through the streets. He's thinking all the frumah cheshbonis in the world. I got to learn how to blow shofar. That's Pashtas Avodah Mitzvah. So Chaim Kinevsky. It's not a mitzvah of aver. No. Again, that's a bigger discussion.
What? You don't hold it. Yes.
It is in the right. But again, it's a deraisa that I did. Again, I violated the Torah, but because I violated in pursuit of a mitzvah, I'm potter. So he brings a teretz of Abraham Kanievsky. Teretz again of Abraham Kanievsky had Torah of mitzvah. What's the case of a Torah of mitzvah? Kirei misha shachach b'hoiti es alul v'shus rab. Guy forgets, he carries the love into v'shus rab. Harei medubish ha yoisig the mitzvah, he has lul. He's in the middle of doing the mitzvah. U'ba'oisa eis shachach b'hoiti es alul v'shus, k'disa b'gemara, u'b'rashi. Meaning it has to be that you're doing something that's a mitzvah. Every time you hold a little of an esrog in your hand, that's a mitzvah. He says, what's the mitzvah? I'm holding a shofar. What's the problem?
Zoom.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Right. Yeah, I think it's wrong. People are
so,
trying to get it.
Okay, sorry. So over here like, it says, Rechem Kineski, when I'm walking through, I'm holding, there's no mitzvah to hold a shofar. Exactly. That's not Tobit Vah Mitzvah. Tobit Vah Mitzvah means I'm actually doing something. Yeah, I'm not doing anything. You wouldn't be able to apply the rule of Tabid Dvar Mitzvah. Now, if you turn to the next page, now we really got to pick up the pace a little bit.
So you would blow.
You wouldn't blow. We don't allow you to blow because to get to the blowing, you'd be over
and over. Say the bracha on lulav.
Right, so by lulav, we'll have to get to this maybe one day.
But if the shofar was in full,
No, but it's the same problem because the carry, we're worried about the carrying. The carrying is not a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to carry a shayfa from one area to the next.
Yeah,
right, so by luv, if you carry it directly, that itself is a mitzvah. Now, if you turn to the next page, this is going to bring us into the next major topic. We need to get to this mesha chokma. This is if not, we're in big trouble. The second shot that they bring down is v'oid ef shalom. The agam shetobed v'amitzvah potem minachatet amikomok and maisa aver b'shogigos. And this is the test I think most of you were thinking, that Tavid Zohar Mitzvah Potter is a loophole in Karbonos. It doesn't mean he didn't do an Avera. At the end of the day, he did an Avera. And Rabba was very concerned. Rabba was very nervous. He didn't want us doing anything that could lead us to perhaps Chas V'Shalom be Mechalal Shabbos. The problem with the whole Gzeir de Rabba is a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Very scary Gemara. Says the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah 12. Om Reb Yitzchak Kol Shoni Shein Toikin Lo B'Tchilos. Any year we don't pull Shoif at the beginning of the year, Meirian Lo B'Soifer. We're going to scream out at the end of the year. It's going to be a tough year. My time of the loy erev l'satan, because we didn't confuse the satan. Now there's a famous Aruch Laner. The Aruch Laner writes that he went through history, dating back to the times of the Chorban Beis Hamikdash, and he proved many years there were tragedies, and those were years where the year before was Rosh Hashanah Shechalias Peshat. The most recent was the year before 9/11. The year before 9/11, and after when 9/11 happened, it's your site, it's tomorrow, was right before Rosh Hashanah. Meiri and loy, the sci-fi, the end of the year. Which is pretty spooky. Wow. So the Aruch Laner doesn't say 9/11, but the Aruch Laner writes, he goes back all the way to Baal Shani. I tried to go back a little bit. The best I could find was 1942. Now you'll tell me what's so special about 1943 was a very big year. That's when the camps were really, really sadly killing Jews by ridiculous numbers. So that was the most interesting year I could find was 1942. Was the year that Rosh Hashanah fell on Shabbos as well. So the Aruch Laner points out this Gemara is very scary. Now, the question is, how does Rabba work with this Gemara? If this Gemara includes even this year or not? So,
how can we have a Rabbinah to say that something which we're now learning that's what the Torah wants?
Well, okay, so if you go without the Shabbali Aleket, so then it's Rabba wanted it. Rabba decided it. So I'm happy for Rabba or for the Mishnah, but maybe it's not what Hashem wanted. If you go like the Shabbali Aleket, it's even more complicated because it's what Hashem wants, what it wants for me. So we'll have to see. So comes along Taisvis. Taisvis writes right on the page, says Taisvis. The Farish Bahalokh is does the Bahag writes, Lav the Mikli b'Shabbos. Don't worry, this is not when it falls on a Shabbos. Elo disyalid unso. The Gemara means a different oinus. Different oinus. There's no shayfa, the government doesn't let you blow shayfa, there's lockdowns, whatever it is. But not when it falls on Shabbos. So what does the Aruch Laner do with this Taisvis? So the Aruch Laner says, beautiful. So it's a Musash Mus. He says, Avada, when Shabbos falls out on Rosh Hashanah, we don't blow the shayfa because of Shabbos. But that's only if you take a shayma Shabbos properly. I mean, the reason why we don't blow Shabbos is because we're worried you're going to violate the Shabbos. So you better treat Shabbos like the holiest possible. But if you're going to violate Shabbos in another end, so then you no longer have the shmir of keeping Shabbos. Therefore, says the Aruch Laner, even though Taisvis says that when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, we don't have this Meirian Lo B'Seifoi, that's only when the reason why we don't blow Shabbos, because we say to Kosh Baruch Hu, we are perfect Jews, we keep Shabbos to the T, and we're not blowing Shabbos. But if we're not blowing Shabbos, then we go home and violate another Isser of Shabbos, so then we lose the shmir. Which is obviously a very scary thought for the upcoming year. But what's the kash on Taisimus and Lumbus? What's the difference between an Oinus and the Rabbanah not letting me blow Shaifa? What's the difference? Either way, I can't blow Shaifa. Taisimus says, don't worry. This Gemara doesn't mean when you're not blowing because of the Mishnah. It means when you're not blowing because they lost the Shaifa, there is no Shaifa, there's
you
no Shaifa.
You have the Pesukim.
Not if you don't like the Shabbat. I like it. If you don't like the Pashtus in the Gemara, that we're not blowing Shaifa just because of Rabbah. So Zog Taisu, well, there's a difference between that and the Nazis not allowing you to blow Shaifa. What's the exact difference? Both cases, you're not blowing Shaifa because you can't. Why should it matter? Why or not? If it's because the Rabbanon, is it because of the government? What difference should it make?
One year, it's a mitzvah to listen to the Rabbanon.
Okay, maybe. That might be one answer. Now, just very quickly, we'll go out of order for a second. If you look at the Maril, in number 17, the Maril writes, Had the Omar Kol Shoni Shein Toikim B'Tchilasem Mirian Lo B'Seifer Hainu Davko Shein Mezidim. The Maril and Zigmar very posh. It means that you deliberately don't blow Shaifa. Says the Maril, but if it's out of your control, any reason why it's out of your control, there'd be lockdowns, there'd be government. What? Correct. According to the Maril, this Gemara is much more posh. The Gemara means any year that you should blow Shaifa and you decide not to, that's going to be on you. But if I can't, for whatever reason, not like Taisus. Taisus was Mechalik between Shabbos and an Oinus. The Maril says, no, any reason, doesn't matter why. As long as you're an Oinus. What's an Oinus? The government doesn't let you, there's pogroms in the street, it's dangerous outside, whatever, it doesn't matter. There's no shayfers in the neighborhood. or it's Shabbos, right? Anything that's not a mezuzah. Correct. This Maril is assuming it doesn't matter why. Maril is assuming it's only if you decide not to. But if it's because you can't, it doesn't count. But the problem is in Tosfos. Tosfos draws a distinction between an oinus and Shabbos. So if you take a look over here, number 14, Oysim Deiraisa, the Grace of Engel, he wants to tell that this Tosfos is a Yisoid Godel in Shas, where he clears a Shaila, really late, he says, Misha Onus Melakai Mitzvah Saseh, Im Oynis Potra Lagamri, Oydilma Mechoyivu Eloshen Yochel Kaimo Echivu. The Grace of Engel clears a Chakiro, how do you look at Oynis by a Mitzvah? I really wanted to put on tefillin this morning, but Nebuch, there's no tefillin in the whole neighborhood. Guy couldn't get out of bed. He was so sick. He couldn't get out of bed. He couldn't put on tefillin. Oynis. So we know, we learned in Ksubis, Ulanaira, Lesasa, Dover, and Oynis, you're not held accountable in the world of Oynshim. What about in the world of mitzvahs? I wanted desperately to give $1 million to Tztok. I don't have $1 million. Not even close. But I want to give $1 million to Tztok. That's a little harder because it's hard to prove exactly that you wanted to do that. But a guy wants to put on tefillin. That's not so crazy. But he's in bed. He can't get out of bed. He's mamish azah, oinus. He's a chayle. He can't get out of bed. There's no one to put on the phone, whatever the case may be. So what are the two stars? Says Rabbi Yisrael, do we say that he's potter? He's potter. The Torah exempts him from the mitzvah because he's an oinus. Or no, the Torah doesn't exempt you. It just, you're stuck. You don't get a patch. You don't get a negative, but you don't get any exemption because you didn't do it. At the end of the day, you didn't do it. So Rabbi Yisrael says, why don't we bring a raya from our Tosfos? Is what do you see from our Taisus? Taisus says that if you're an oinus, you're still subjected to the klal of maybe in the b'sayfer. In fact, the grace of angle, but you're an oinus. The answer is oinus all you want, but at the end of the day, you didn't do it. So that's the grace of angle. From this Taisus in Rosh Hashanah, we could bring a raya that the side of oinus means that you didn't do it. You didn't do it. At the end of the day, you wanted to.
That's not one side is not saying that you got the credit for it. So why did the two disregard him? I don't understand
what's one side is you're not chayv in the first place. I'm not chayv in the first place. You can't have a time to me for not doing it. Right?
But
so he says, if you're an oinus, if the reason why you didn't blow shayf in Rosh Hashanah was because there were no shayfers in the world, you're still going to be including the Gemara that may be on the b'sayf. You're going to have a bad year. Even though we have a rule, Einus Rechmana Patrick. What do you want from me? It's not my fault. I was ready to blow shayfer. I was ready to go, except there's no shayfers in the entire country. The government made a ban. You're not allowed to make noises in the morning, whatever the case may be. That's an oinus. Why should I still be included in this Gemara where the Gemara says, maybe in Lebesayfa, I have a bad year. Why should I have a bad year? I didn't do anything wrong. Terry says, you're right. You didn't do anything wrong. But at the end of the day, you didn't blow Shaifa. Oinus doesn't mean you did it. Oinus means, okay, so you can't be held accountable. But at the end of the day, you didn't fulfill what you needed to do. Again, right. That's what Yosef Engel is getting at. But we got to see, Rabbi said, this Meshech Chochma is the Meshech Chochma for this year's Rosh Hashanah. It's a beautiful, beautiful Meshech Chochma. It might depend on the oinus, depending on what the oinus is. But listen to this Meshech Chochma. Mamash Gevaldik. Meshech Chochma is bothered with our kasha. What's the difference between an oinus and the Rabbanan not letting you blow shofar? If shofar is a outcome-based mitzvah, both places you don't have the same outcome. So what's the difference? Listen to this Meshech Chochma. Beautiful. Says the Meshech Chochma. Ki ein hatkiya mitzvah to say kamoi kol ha-mitzvahs. Says the Meshech Chochma, shofar is not like all other mitzvahs. Ashe be'edra ye'enesh al b'yiki moisoi. Every other mitzvah, you get punished for not doing it. And if the reason why I don't shake a lulav, let's say, is because there's no lulav in the neighborhood, so okay, so I'm an oinus. Hashem doesn't have tainas on me. An oinus, I couldn't do it. Rak hi kemay refuas tala uzikar nasi. Says the Meshech Chochma, shofar is medication. Medication. So he says, ukemay sha'an mukim the uzikar nasi command us bifnim, b'nim tzaha choyle, says the Meshech Chochma. If a guy who's sick, in ba'oinus lo yikach mazor urfuah. Hey, Misrap, let's say a guy doesn't take his medication because it's a mistake. By mistake, I didn't take my medicine. Does that automatically be like, okay, it was all because it was by mistake, now you'll get better? No. It's a reality. You don't take the medicine, you don't get better. Says in Meshech Chochma, Shofar is a reality. We need to have a Shofar in Rosh Hashanah to go lefnai lefnim to accomplish whatever it needs to accomplish. He says, Shemachnises zichronis yisrael avim sheshmaim. Su hachoydi b'lei mazer refuah v'kitra asadim kaimut. And if we don't get the medicine, we're going to get the sultan is going to be standing over our head trying to do bad for us. Okay. Ulam. B'Shabbos. So what happens to Shabbos? So Zok Meshech Chochma, that explains oinus. What was the kasha? Oinus. What do you want oinus? Oinus Rechmane Patre is when you're dealing with dinim and mitzvahs. Oinus Rechmane Patre doesn't help when you're dealing with the reality. The reality is you didn't take your medication. No one cares why, right? You go to the doctor, you tell the doctor, you have to understand why I didn't take my medication. I don't care why you didn't take it. At the end of the day, you're not taking medication. You're not going to get better. It doesn't matter why.
That's one of the big problems.
Right. Exactly. Oh, one second. So we didn't get to the second half of the equation. And now what happens when Rosh Hashanah falls on a Shabbos? Listen to this, Meshul Chacham. This is the kicker. Ula. The Shabbos, the Echad Hamiyucha, the Mitzvah Shofar, who lit Kayi b'Shofar Shayel. What's one of the miles of the Shofar? We blow of a ram. Why? Lahaskis Chos Akeda Shofar Shayel. We want to commemorate. We want to get the Chos Akeda. Mm-hmm. One of the things we're trying to push on Rosh Hashanah is the Akedah, the Mesirus Nefesh of Yitzchak. Limser Atzlan Lecherpo Lamakul Leviza Avor Shem Hashem Yisbarach Kinek Aleim. Zeus Chos Akedah. What does an Akedah mean? You give up everything for Hashem. That's what Yitzchak did. He gave his whole life. He was willing to die for Hashem. So we're trying to get this Chos of that to give up everything for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Shabon of Oitim Kol Tavaseim Vargosh Hashem. Basically, he bound himself to say, Hashem, I'm doing everything for you. Says the Meshachach Molachain. We just got finished saying how important Shofar is. Shofar is the Akedah. Now, if you're not going to do it, now says the Meshech Chochma, if you're not going to blow the Shofar, look how much we stand to lose. We stand to lose so much. If it says the Meshech Chochma, why? Has a Koneg Gedoyla ubechol ze Omer Yisrael. Klai Yisrael says to himself, Hashem, we know how much we stand. We're giving it up for you. We're giving up the medication. We're giving up everything just so your COVID shouldn't be nifka. Mm-hmm. Says the Meshech Chochma, that's a different form of medication. Mm-hmm. That's another medication. Exactly. It's alternative medication. Therefore, Dr. Meshech Chochma, that's chat. When it's Shabbos, and I'm not doing it because the rabbi saying no, what am I saying is, I'm saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem, I'm giving up, this is for you, Hashem. When it's an oinus, it's not because you, Hashem, it's oinus because there's no shofars in the neighborhood. Here I'm saying, Hashem, I want to blow shofar, I need to blow shofar, I need the medication. But because taking this medicine might, chas v'sholem, chashash, rochok, be poigim in your cover, I'm giving it all up. Says the Meshech Chochma, that's our Akedah. Are not blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah because the Rabbanan don't let us is under a form of an Akedah. Therefore, that's how we get the Maila of Shofar and Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, says Meshech Chochma, everything is beautiful now.
That's the reason why we deserve the rabbi.
Exactly. Now that answers the question that you asked me on Tuesday. Why are we going so far apart? That's the Chiddush. The Chiddush is that we were so concerned about Hashem's glory despite giving up so much. That's the most beautiful thing we can bring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, says Meshech Chochma, that's why we can blow Shofar. That's why if we don't blow on Shabbos, we're okay. But if it's an Oinus, we're going to be stuck.
But if you ask people in general.
Yeah.
They would feel, I believe, they would feel that they won't want to blow shofar more because that's what's giving
right, Rosh Hashanah. But that's the Kiddush. The Kiddush is that we're more concerned with Hashem's coming. Exactly. It's our mini Akedah. So therefore, we have medication, we have different medication. Now, when we.
Why are they blowing the temple?
Because there they had no gzeira. There was no concern that they'd carry.
Well, they'd be carried from outside the temple.
But in the basic midrash, there's separate rules. And the Chram.
Yeah.
Now, we didn't get to. That's right. Correct. It's even better. That's right. That's very good also. Now, we didn't get to the Iker part of the Shir. The Rambam. There's a Gevarat, the Gevaldik Rambam we have to get to. Now, look, the Ritva is Kedai to look at also. Very interesting Ritva. Ritva has a whole different way of reading this Gemara. The Ritva learned, Polshonish ain't taken loy b'tchilos. It doesn't mean you don't pull Shofar at all. It means you don't have the two rounds of Shofar. Because the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah right before this said that we have yeshiva and amida. And the Gemara says, why do we blow tkiya the yeshiva and tkiya the amida? So the Gemara answers, la'arba v'sasot. So the Ritva learned that when the Gemara says over here, any year you don't blow mitchilos, it doesn't mean you don't blow shofar at all. It means you don't blow the two rounds. You only blow one round. You stop after 30 kilos and you go home. Whichever. You don't blow both. Because the Gemara says, in order, the only way we can mess around with the sod is if we do both. So if you don't do both, you automatically. Nothing to do with
the
Xer. No, don't do with Shabbos. The Gemara says, Kol Shana Shein Toikin L'Bitchilos Amir L'Bisek. Any year, there's no Shofar, it's going to be a bad year. The Gemara. When the Gemara, so we learned the Gemara, what about Shabbos? The Ritva says, this Gemara has nothing to do with anything. This Gemara is talking about during the week, when you're blowing Shofar, and for whatever reason, you're only blowing 30, and then you stop. Which no one really does. It's really,
Shabbos.
What? Right, there's no stop in the Shabbos, right. Now let's get to the Rambam for a second. Now this Ritva we could discuss also, but I want to just wrap up with the Rambam. We got to leave off with the Shvei Rambam. Talk to Rambam. Yom Tov Shal Rosh Hashanah Shecholi Es B'Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah that falls on a Shabbos ain't toikim b'shoifer b'chomakim. We don't blow shoifer anywhere. So we'll leave off. What does it mean b'chomakim? Not for now. We got to get to the more difficult part of the Rambam. Talk to Rambam. Avol pi'ishat kiyem mishum shvos. even though blowing is only nisa derabanan. Umenadin ha you should take in yavi asay shel tayvit chashvash al devrei. And really, we should say asay dechalois asay. Dr. Rambam, so the lama ain't taken, so why don't we blow shayfer? You have an asay to blow shayfer. You have a lav derabanan to keep the rabbans. Right, lo yisase malacha means don't do malacha.
That's a lot of
people
to not blow.
Not allowed to. No. There's an isser. The pashas of the Rambam is shetkiyah mishum shvus means there's an isser drabonah to blow shayfer on Shabbos. Right, so Dr. Rambam, so that wouldn't stop me from blowing on Shabbos because the deraisa would go right through that drabonah.
That's the rabbanah
is
the
knocking
the
essay
of the
deraisa.
That's exactly what the rabbanah is.
Okay, well,
there we go. Like this, it
happens to come. Well, it's not actually true. Because you can have shayfer on Shabbos, you can have shayfer on Rosh Hashanah also. I mean, not the mitzvah, but the actual blowing. The gzeira of shemi taka cliche, which is why you can't play musical instruments, is true every Shabbos and every Yom Tov. It happens to be on Rosh Hashanah; they kind of collide with each other because on Rosh Hashanah we demand that you do it.
How is the mishpat going down? Is it the one that holds it every day? Drabbanan is really a deraisa.
Yeah, but it's even more than that because we'll see. Again, this is already more than I want to get into today. The Lecha Mishnah has a kasha that first of all, Yom Tov is not just Yom Tov is an asay and a lois asay. Yom Tov is both. Mm-hmm. So it's not just Asay Dechalois, it's Asay Dechalois, Asay Dechalois, which the Rambam himself says he can't. So says the Rambam, so the Loma ain't talking, so I taka, why don't we blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah? Zeresh, Emi, Yitlana, Biyodah, V'yelichen, L'mishi, Taka, Loi. He learns a little differently. Maybe you're going to leave, you're going to carry the Shofar to blow for someone. L'mishi, Taka, Loi, will blow for you. V'yavirenu, Abamas, Mishis, Rabim, O Yitz, Mishis, Rishos, V'yavu, Deis, Eskida, you'll come to an Issa, Deis. Why, Shakol, Chayim, T'kiyavin, Akol, B'kiyin, Litzkei. What's the problem with the Rambam? The Rambam started off trying to figure out why we don't blow shayfer on Rosh Hashanah that falls on the Shabbos. So first suggestion of the Rambam is because there's an issur d'rabbanan to blow shayfer on Shabbos. Because of klishir. So the Rambam says, that's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. That we push away. So the Rambam also attacking, you know why we don't blow shayfer? Because it's xerid d'rabba. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So why don't we push that away?
That is because the Rambam came and said, don't do it. That's what I thought originally he was talking about. One is it's something that happens to coincide. So they made a general xerid. And in this circumstance, it coincides. But here, the Rabbanan considered the fact that there's a deraisa, and they said, don't do this deraisa. And they're allowed to say, Deval Pasi to a deraisa.
Right, so you're going to have to mechalik, according to the Rambam, between the two Rabbanans. There's one Rabbanan called Shemi Takan Klishir. There's another Rabbanan called Xeri Derab. The Xeri Shemi Takan Klishir, the Rambam felt, that's not going to stop us from blowing shayfa. The Xeri Derab will stop us from blowing shayfa. So you got to figure out, what's the difference between that Xeri and that Xeri? This we spoke about already. A different kasha, the Achrayim have a kasha, the famous Taz. The Taz asks, how do you ever blow shayfa on Rosh Hashanah? What happened to Xeri Shemi Takan Klishir? So we spoke about this when we did the blows of the Milo, but the Rambam L'Chayra is alluding to that.
Can we answer the Rambam the way we started this year?
That what?
That's the Torah, really. And
but the Rambam's not going that. The Rambam's going the Pashas Xeri Derabba. So if you have time, take a look in the Lecha Mishnah. He divorces it. The Birch Zavar, Mavar Meilinger divorces it. There's a lot of Geshmak Abed over here, but we have to get.
That he's also has a different
understanding of Rambam. Yeah, about 100%.
Much different.
Yeah, 100%.